Dyer's Daily.
In this day and age when things are relatively disposable, so we watch things on Netflix and then afterwards we kind of forget about it after 5 minutes, there's very much that. But the thing is, right, is that back in the day, years and years before we started preserving and archiving everything, because even if you're bored of it, or have certainly moved on from it, there is a chance you could go back and view it again if you wanted to, because it's going to be there. But years and years ago, that wasn't the case. They used to throw things away in bulk, certainly at the BBC in the United Kingdom. And I have to say that I am very much in favour of keeping that archive, and not just so people can view it again, but because it's important for people who haven't seen it to see this stuff, you know, to see an area of our history, you know, cultural history. America have got more than perhaps would be expected because of the syndicated nature of a lot of their programs and the fact that they did actually keep quite a lot. There is stuff missing, but there is a lot compared to the United Kingdom. This is where Kaleidoscope come in, that non-profit organization that go searching for lost TV, stuff that just doesn't exist in any form, or so you thought. Usually in the hands of private collectors, or even just in someone's attic, they're always looking for stuff. And just recently, they found a humongous chunk of music TV history under someone's bed or something. It was really random where these things turn up. And another thing which has actually made the news recently, which is one of the reasons for doing this particular podcast today, is that they found a clip in like Mexico that was recorded in Liverpool in the 60s of the first ever live TV performance by the Beatles, and I believe it was the only one as well, on Top of the Pops. So it might not have been the first live, but certainly the first live on Top of the Pops anyway, if only. And it's only 11 seconds long, and it's silent, so they've synced up the track, paperback writer to it. But do you know what? That is still an important thing, because all we've seen up until this point is still images of maybe the rehearsal, and there's a colour image knocking about. But it's still something interesting, you know, it's intrigue. And I have heard as well that they've also found, somewhere else, a hidden, an unused edit, something that was later changed for the track Something by the Beatles. It's all fascinating, and I'm certainly in favour of what they do, because these things should be found, because this day and age, there's so much content being created, and a lot of it is very much disposed of, but still kept on a hard drive somewhere. A lot of stuff before a certain date, even sometimes after, is not kept. So it is important that we try and retrieve as much of that as possible. I know this podcast sounds a bit unthought out, but I just wanted to, one, give credit to Kaleidoscope. I mean, they're very much responsible for recovering all of the Bob Monkhouse archive. I believe they own the rights to that and look after that. And I think they've also found Doctor Who's and things in the past. So well done to them. And please do continue your great work as well, because it is important that we do see an element. You know, sometimes these kind of early stages, which is what the TV industry was in. It was in its early stages. It's important we see as much of that as possible. And hopefully one day we'll see even more of it on streaming, because I do think that's what streaming services were invented for. Let's see a little bit of our history. Magazine shows, perhaps not, but drama, maybe music shows, variety shows, yeah, all throughout it. And we have seen a slight uptrend in America for older shows turning up on like Netflix and Amazon Prime and stuff. So hopefully that is not only my prediction, but it's what I would like to happen. You know, I will make no bones about that. So well done, Kaleidoscope, for your recent finds and for all the stuff that perhaps hasn't been publicised elsewhere. And from me, dear listener, I say thank you very much for listening to this edition of Dyer's Daily. Back once again. Do check with me again soon, where we'll be talking about something else.
Dyer's Daily.
Thank you very much for listening to Dyer's Daily. Please be sure to subscribe to Dyer's Daily on YouTube, as well as on your favourite podcast provider. Oh, and while you're there, please rate and comment as well. You can also email us, dyersdaily@southwavesaudio.co.uk, if you have any messages for the show. Thank you very much for listening once again. My name is Jamie Dyer, and I shall see you on the next podcast. Have a great day. This is a Southwaves Audio production.